Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom Duggan speaking to you from Maywood Park, where in the next 10 minutes we'll be bringing you the harness races presented by the Fox Valley Trotting Association. We'll have the races on NBC television station WNBQ on Channel 5. But now let's turn to the sports picture. In view of the fact that all of the baseball games are night games, you'll hear the scores at the latter part of the program, so that you might have the latest scores up to date. Well, maybe New York Giant fans have given up on their Miracle Boys of 1951, but not manager Leo Durocher. He was as chipper and confident as ever today after signing a new Giant contract. It's for 1 year. Club president Horace Stoneham called in New York newsmen and told them he was giving Durocher a vote of confidence and a new contract. It was believed that Leo, whose contract expired at the end of this year, will be given $5,000 extra or more next year. As usual, there was no official announcement of money matters. However, Durocher is expected to draw $50,000 in 1953. A smiling Durocher told newsmen his Giants could overtake the Brooklyn Dodgers despite the Dodgers' 8-game bulge going into tonight's games. "I haven't given up the pennant fight yet," says Leo. "I'll give up only when they can put it in the paper on black and white and show that we're beaten." By the way, this 1-year extension of Leo's contract doesn't seem to me like what you might call an overwhelming vote of confidence. It's a vote of confidence for one more season, but after what he's done for the New York Giants, picked up their attendance, won them the pennant last year, and so on, it would seem to me that even if he is Peck's bad boy of baseball, that if they really wanted to vote him some confidence, they could make it a 2-, 3-, or 5-year contract. But that's baseball. You can't tell who's going to cut your throat, and you can't tell when. Well, football coaches, especially those on the West Coast, are moaning about injuries and the heat. Several Pacific Coast colleges have rescheduled morning practice sessions to escape a heat wave that shows temperatures as high as 104 degrees. The Big Ten football teams open training today. Michigan lost one player. Halfback Don Eddy has decided to quit football to concentrate on basketball and studies. Of course, the defending champions from Illinois got their practice started, and they're one of the big teams for this year. That most of their men are coming back, and there's a very good chance that we may here in Illinois have another championship team. However, Wisconsin is very much to be considered in the Big Ten play. Notre Dame also is on the practice fields now. Notre Dame, by the way, has Frank Leahy there, and he's his usual pessimistic self. Says Leahy, "A potentially good football team has a strong, fast, charging offensive line. Unfortunately, we lack such a line." Well, a short time ago, Walter Winchell's column carried an item indicating that Joe DiMaggio, the former New York star outfielder, might take over Mel Allen's job telecasting the New York Yankee home games next year. Since then, I've had a number of inquiries about it. Allen's contract has at least 2 more years to run, and if it actually happened, Allen would be unemployed but loaded. However, it apparently isn't going to happen. DiMaggio, for one thing, doesn't want the job. At the beginning of this season, he was offered the opportunity of working in the actual play-by-play of the games and refused. He is presently doing programs surrounding the game. And also he has indicated that next year he'd like to remain out in California. So Allen's job is safe. By the way, he's a very good sportscaster, even though Jack Brickhouse sounded twice as good on the Rose Bowl game. And now then, ladies and gentlemen, for tonight's guest, it's Irv Schoenwald, who promotes the fights up at Rainbow Arena on Monday night. Irv, it's nice having you on the program.
Nice being here, Tom.
I understand you got a real hot shot of a fighter these days, Jimmy Martinez.
Yes, we have. He boxed for us about 3 weeks ago. He come out of Phoenix, Arizona. He's winning 35 out of 36 bouts. He's a 21-year-old boy.
He's a welterweight, hmm?
He's a welterweight, and he looked very, very impressive in his first start for us.
Is he a good puncher?
He's a pretty sharp puncher, but he's the type of fighter that who can give you a lot of trouble all the time. He's coming in at you all the time, and he never lets you get set to punch at him.
I see. Who's he fighting next Monday?
He's boxing Sammy Mastrian from Pittsburgh.
Has Mastrian shown at the Rainbow before?
Mastrian has been at the Rainbow. He boxed Johnny Bratton. He got stopped in 5 with a cut eye by Bratton. But he's boxed some of the outstanding welterweights in the country. He boxed Billy Graham, a 10-round fight. He lost. And he's boxed, he boxed Gil Turner, by the way. He boxed Gil Turner a 10-round bout.
Irv, you're a great friend of Jack Hurley's with Harry Kidd Matthews.
Yes, I am, Tom.
Any possibility of Matthews really being successful in the comeback trail?
Well, as you know, Matthews boxed, I think it was Tuesday night, last night. And he knocked out a pretty good fighter. Not an outstanding fighter, but a fighter that has been in there with the top fighters in the country. Like, he's been in with Tiger Ted Lowry. He stopped him in 5 rounds in Boise, Idaho. Now, you could say it's not a top name in the boxing game, but if you look over Lowry's record, you'll find he's been in there with Maxim, He's been in there with Marciano and never been stopped. And he got stopped in 5 rounds the other night by Matthews.
What's the possibilities of you being so close to Hurley? What's the possibilities of Hurley coming here under your promotion?
Well, I have never really pressed Hurley to come in here with Matthews because I've always knew that he had certain bouts he could draw himself a lot of money with. If Matthews is ready to, on his comeback trail, there's a very strong possibility that we can get him here in Chicago, but it would have to be with a top fighter.
I see. Well, there's a possibility then
there
that
is.
You will do something like that. I certainly wish you would because you and Jack being so close, why, it would seem only right that you would promote anything that Matthews would do here in Chicago, and I think he'd draw a tremendous crowd if he did come. But now, how about your crowds up at Rainbow? As I understand, they've been on the increase.
Our crowds at Rainbow have been increasing every week, Tom, and don't forget, that's been in the summer season, and I expect that this fall that our crowds will really get to be where we start drawing money, more money than we ever did before, even without our TV.
I see. The TV is going along successfully.
Very successful, and has helped us tremendously.
Now, I understand that your Labor Day crowd was a fine crowd. Generally, on a holiday, you don't like to show because you figure everybody's out of town.
This is the first time I run a Labor Day show since 1935, and I was very much pleased with the gate.
And, of course, with Jimmy Martinez, you figure that he's going to be a sweet draw for next Monday. Huh?
I think that we'll do more business next Monday than we have any show we've had before.
Well, Irv, you certainly deserve the support of the boxing fans of the Chicago area. For one thing, you fill a crying need here in Chicago for weekly fights and to bring kids up, and you're doing that with your preliminary fights and with your main events where you're attracting a lot of attention. And that is Jimmy Martinez, with only one loss out of 36 fights. He sounds like a very good boy, and I'm going to be up there, even if you don't give me a pass, next Monday night.
Well, if you know the right people, we'll get you in, Tom.
Thanks, Irv Schoenwald, for being on the program. And that's all we have time for, folks. Of course, we're out at Maywood Park tonight, and at 11 o'clock, we're going to have those televised harness races. But just now, in just a minute, you'll hear all the baseball scores. But first...